It's time for Back at Almanac with Larry Weber, a naturalist and author who joins us every Friday morning. Good morning, Larry. How are things?
Yeah, good morning, good morning. And once again, an apology about the problem from last week, something that I didn't appreciate happened. But anyway, I'm here this time around. We have now gotten into the second half of August, and if we look at the statistics, it might be like July was, where we have a difference in the first half and the second half. We had a warmer than normal, considerably warmer than normal first half of August, including up to one day, 91, that was last Saturday, and less precipitation than normal, which is kind of a surprise because it started out in the first couple of days as being both cooler and wetter than normal, but that didn't last. We have had so far of the first half day of the month, we had 7 days of temperature in the 80s or upper 80s or even higher. One day last Saturday was even into the 90s. We will see if that continues. The precipitation is one that I would like to see a change, and according to the forecast, it might be happening on Sunday. But we are now less than normal with precipitation. It's kind of hard to believe that when you have the mornings like we have lately with the fog and the dew. But, yeah, what we need, the fog and dew are great. I just absolutely love them. It's all part of, to me, what makes August so awesome. But it's not giving the precipitation that we need. We are now down to our almost 14 hours of daylight. We are slowly moving into, and maybe kind of quickly sometimes, moving into autumn, though the temperatures have not quite reached that yet. We're having beautiful nights. I did get a chance for the Perseid meteor shower a couple times to take a look at it. The meteor, like I said last time, meteor showers are, and the term is a misnomer. It's not like it's raining. It means it's more meteors than normal, and that's what I was able to see. Mars, Venus, and Jupiter continue to give us beautiful planet shows, and we are now in the waxing quarter phase of the moon. In the world of birds, migration is moving on, and yes, Hawk Ridge began its count, its autumn count of raptors this week on the 15th. They began, and this will continue. There is not a lot of flight at this time, but there is some early migrants. Bald eagle, broadwing hawk, sharpshin were all noted. Other things of note with the migration are the warbler waves. There's various species of warblers that group together and then travel through. I haven't seen much of it myself. I've just seen a small amount of it. Shorebirds are migrating, and we'll soon be seeing the nighthawks migrating. Otherwise, with this beautiful, wonderful, terrific dew and foggy mornings, wow, are we getting some web walks. They are just terrific. Get out there and see these spider webs. They are amazing. What happens is there are different kinds of spider webs, but the ones that I like to look at on these kind of dewy days are the ones that are circular, known as orb webs. They are produced by the spider usually the night before, and then they set up during the night to try to catch insects. In particular, they try to catch the moths. As we get towards morning and the temperatures start to cool, dew forms on the webs. That makes for beautiful photogenic conditions, but it's not very good for catching insects. So a lot of spiders just kind of give it up, and they go over to the side in a hiding place known as a retreat. Meanwhile, we can see the webs showing up beautifully in the early morning sunrise. As the day gets warmer, the dew will dissipate, and so will the web. And so we have to, if you're going to see them, the time to see them is in the morning on these dawn, on these beautiful dew and foggy mornings. And, yeah, they are just great. Awesome. I'll get to that. In addition to that, we are getting still some various kinds of butterflies. The monarchs are, yes, they are already starting to move to the south. I thought we've had a good summer with monarchs. We'll see. And then we're getting a really interesting kind of moth showing up. I have right out in front of my house, I have a big growth of phlox, also known as Sweet Williams. And they have a type of flower that can be fed on. The nectar is deep down into the flower. And it can be fed on by a long tongue of a various kinds of moths. And the moths that show up to do the job are a large sphinx moth. Some people call them hawk moths because they're big, and some people call them hummingbird moths But they will show up to visit these flowers, and they've been arriving almost every day lately. So an interesting addition to the insect world. Crickets are calling now, cicadas are calling, bees and hornets remain active, so we are still in quite a bit of summer. The wildflowers, as we get more into fall, are the trio of sunflower, aster, and goldenrod, and I've been seeing more of those in bloom every time. Like I've said before, there's somewhere around 10 to 12 different kinds of each of these, and I've seen most of those by this time. In addition to that, out in the wetter areas, there is arrowhead growing and blooming in the white flower plant called arrowhead because of its big-shaped leaf. They're blooming in the wetlands and along the edges of lakes. A purplish one called Joe Pye weed is tall and blooming out there, too. And then there's jewel weed. And in the last few days, I've discovered quite a large growth of blazing star. Blazing star, also known as liatris, is a plant often planted into gardens. Well, it grows wild, and it's mostly a prairie plant, but I've seen many of them growing in this area as well. Other things, the flowers of July have moved on to the next phase, seeds of fireweed and seeds of thistle, and the pods forming on milkweeds. And, of course, there is the berries. Blackberries are just great right now, and I'm not going to tell you where I found them. Blackberries grow a little bit more to the south, and if you go in the north of Duluth area, you'll probably not find them, but further to the south, and I happen to live in a place where they do grow, and I find they're just fabulous. Lots of people don't like to pick blackberries because there's plenty of thorns on the stem, but I always think it's worth it. If you do some looking around on the roadsides, you'll see reds of apples and hawthorn and highbush cranberry and rose. They are all getting red yet, but I wouldn't say yet they're ripe. But nevertheless, it's coming. And then finally, mushrooms. Mushrooms have been a little bit stalled lately because we haven't had a lot of precipitation. But I found three in the last couple of days that I want to talk about because I think they were just so cool. One of them is called Old Man of the Woods. It's a rather gray, dry, brittle-looking mushroom. And it grows in the woods at this time. You don't expect a mushroom to look like that, but it looks gray and it is real rough on its cap. Then there's another one I found this morning known as blue stain. Blue stain is called that because when you break open the cap and expose the flesh, which is white, expose it to the air, it suddenly, right in front of your eyes, turns blue. It's pretty fascinating. And then the third one I found yesterday is known as lobster fungus. It's a bright orangish-red mushroom. It is really, really a strange, strange thing. It is really an orange mold that grows on a mushroom. And to make things even more amazing, the mushroom that it grows on is non-edible. But after the mold grows on it, it becomes edible. So, yes, as I was saying, August is awesome. Okay. Chris, get out and enjoy it.
I sure will. Thank you, Larry. Take care.
Yeah, take care.
Larry Weber, Backyard Almanac, every Friday morning here on 103.3 KUMD.